Good morning, church family. It's good to be with y'all, and it's good to see the house well filled this morning. I wasn't here the one Sunday that the choir was out. I was with the choir, and then last Sunday I was here, and like, yeah, it was empty, but I was also thankful for that's the way that God still met us and worked and met the needs of our hearts and ministered to us even when there was few in number. Also, I would just want to echo again, I'm glad to see Jared and Audrey made it here safely. Blessings to you guys as you just refresh and reconnect, and also as you repurpose to go back. But we're also, there's some more visitors. Thank you for coming. Lord bless you for being here and just continue to worship with us here this morning. Let's just sing a couple songs here. I need to get this just set up. Vacation weeks are short, and I just ran out of time to get everything here ahead of time. So let's sing Jesus Loves the Little Children of the World, and then also Come Gracious Spirit, Heavenly Dove. Jesus loves the little children.
Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus died for all the children, all the children of the world. When brought up and fashioned to turn with them and Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Let's sing Come Gracious Spirit.
Come Gracious Spirit, Heavenly Dove, with light and cover from above. Be thou our guardian, thou our guide, for every thought and step beside.
Service this morning is a little bit of a different service. It's hopefully it can be a special service as we think about God's gifts to us, and that is in thinking about our children. And just for those who are involved this morning, I'm just going to share a little bit here this morning. I just wanted to just feed us all a little bit on as we think about children and God's having them as a gift for us. And then after I'm done sharing a little bit, I'm going to invite you all who want to be a part of it to come forward. And I would like either the dad or dad and mom, if you both want to, that's fine. Just share a word of blessing, or if you have just simply a verse you want to give to your child, or if not all of your children are up here, if you want to give it to all of your children, that is fine too. But just speak a word of blessing or a favorite verse. And then I have a poem / prayer / blessing that I want to just be able to speak over the children. It's written by Glenda, and so I want to acknowledge her for that. I don't believe that she is here this morning, but I just want to acknowledge her for that in writing that, and then have a prayer of dedication and blessing for the children. And then I will have you all sit down, and I'm going to just play a blessing song over the speakers for this, and then it will commence. So let's move forward. We give them back. I just want to say this morning that this time is not a time of saying that our children are saved, that they are born again. It's not a time of saying that we're baptizing them and that they're Christians and that they are now part of God's church. That's not what this is about. This morning is about recognizing that these children are a gift from God, that He gave them to us and He lent them to us for a time. But in that, we give them back. Yes, God, we are responsible. They are part of, you say, your wife and a wedded couple. They are part of them. But in spiritually and living out life, we give them back, God, to you. And that's what this time is. And that's why I titled, We Give Them Back As Long As We Have Them. We only have a few short years with them. And God said, in that time, yes, I gave them to you. They come from me, but I want you to continually give them back. I have them here for a reason and a purpose, and I want them to come back and be my child also. So we give them back. Samuel was literally given back. That was Hannah's prayer right from the get-go. She said, I want a son. But if you give me a son, I will literally give him back to you. And she did that at a very young age. Jewish boys and Jesus, they were dedicated at 8 days. They received a dedication and also through the circumcision process of that day. Moses, he was seen as a goodly child. His parents recognized him as a special child. And they said, we will preserve his life in the best way that we can. We will hide him so that he can move on in the callings that God has placed upon his life. He was given back for the purpose. And there's many other stories throughout Scripture where God says, I want them. They are here for a reason and a purpose. And we're going to look here shortly at Psalms 139, and I'm going to read it out of the NLT, but I'll have it up here. And it just says how God designed each individual human being for a design and a purpose. And he said in their book, everything is written about their life. And they're here for a reason and a purpose. I also want to think this morning, too, that this is a three-part dedication this morning. Yes, we are dedicating the young ones that were born in the last 2 years back to God. And we want them to be here. And our focus for you as parents, your focus for them being here is that they will reconnect with God. They are not saved, but yet they are safe. And we are going to give them back to God. And the other part is also as parents this morning, this can be looked at as a dedication that you are dedicating yourselves to the work that God has called you to be as parents, husband and wife, father and mother. You are here, and this service is a dedication that you will do the calling that God has placed upon your life. And I don't know how you feel about that this morning, but I hope that God can stir within you a desire and a passion to grip that calling and say, yes, I want to be dedicated to this calling because I love God, first of all. I love my gifts, the children that God has given to me. And I love to fulfill that role in their hearts and lives this morning. So in part this morning, this is about a dedication of you as parents. And then also this morning, I want to keep in mind that we as a church body, do we dedicate ourselves to the children and the young people that God has placed in and amongst us this morning? Are we willing to dedicate ourselves to caring and encouraging and supporting the children, but yet even the families that are here? We have all ranges of families here this morning. From newlyweds young families to families that the children are gone from the home. But are we here as a church body dedicating ourselves saying, I want to be here as caring and encouraging and supporting in any way that I possibly can? God has plans for family. And God's plans are perfect, but they don't always sync with the plans that we as parents have for our children. And we as parents need to constantly keep in mind that, yes, I have plans, but God's plans are greater and perfect for my children. And I want to surrender and I want to give back to the one who sent them to me. That constant surrendering and giving up and giving back, because God's plans are perfect for my children. I had numerous times had to just constantly remind myself that these are God's children. And even though I have plans and I have my wife and I, when we were newly married, we thought we had it all figured out. And we thought we knew exactly how we wanted everything to go. But as life unfolded, we realized that God had a bigger and a different pictures at times and plans for our children. And we had to surrender, say, God, to show us how to work with them, how to give them back to you. And we need to remember that even though we love our children, it is still no match to God's love and God's plans for our children. This morning, may this service be an idea or a thought of, as we dedicate, we are making little choices in life to be able to pass on that baton to the next generation. So this morning, this service is about sending out a message to the spirit world saying that these children were given to us by God, and these children are going to be given back to God. And that way, when they come to the age of accountability, that we will have done everything we can, that we know how, that they can step right into that choice of, yes, God, I want to pick up that baton and go on. Just a couple things I want to just think about here this morning is that our children given back to God to be God's children. I want to just read out of Psalms 139. But as we think about our children given back to God's children, we understand that these are God's gift to us and that we are allowed to have them and be a part of us for just a few short years. And in those few short years, we are constantly pointing them back to God and to His plans and purposes for our lives. So our children, yes, they are ours, but they're not necessarily ours to just whatever we want. They are ours to direct and guide and point back to God and to His plans for their lives. I want to just read Psalms 139 here. This here is in the KJV, but I want to read it out of the NLT. And I just really appreciate the wordings of it as we think about that God had this all planned out ahead of time. And it says here in verse 13, "You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb." That's talking about the physical aspects that we can see sitting right here. God designed all that, and that's amazing, and that's awesome. And we know so little about the human body. But as God allows people to learn and develop skills and technology to understand our physical bodies better, it wows us even more that God, there is a God, and that God planned and made us. The next verse is, "Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion. As I was woven together in the dark of the womb, you saw me before I was born." Now listen to this next part. "Every day of my life was recorded in your book." Every day my life. And so many times I think that I make bad choices. And yes, there are times I make selfish choices. God knew all of that. And He said, "I know you're going to make that choice, but I'm going to still have a redemptive factor in place for if you want to come back and correct that choice." And He said, "I have that all planned out. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed." How precious are your thoughts about me, O God? They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. How amazing. Look at that sand dune. How many grains of sand are there? Why do we as parents want to say, you know what? I have better plans for my children. I got this figured out, and I want them to go in the direction that I think is best. When God said, I designed them, even before the parents probably even recognized that there was a conception, I had them designed. And before anybody even seen them, I had everything laid out in my book for them. I have the perfect plan. My love and plan is way more perfect than even your love and plan. So that doesn't say that we can step back as parents. No. That is saying let's step into the plan that God has for them and work with the calling that God has placed in their lives. God gives us children, so each generation is going on, speaking out all around of who God is and His kingdom. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. God says, I have a heritage here set forth in place that can still keep speaking out who I am. That is the beauty of children. He wants each child to follow after Him because He has plans for each day of each child's life, and they are all written in the child's book or in His book. He has also so many thoughts about us that each child, they can't even number how many thoughts they are. The next thing I just want to think about a little bit as parents, we dedicate ourselves to this calling. And I chose this picture. I mean, it's showing a very old person. But what I want to think about is that the older generation reaching down into the younger generation, our children, or if you don't have children, those children that are around them, you are older, can you reach out and can you dedicate saying, I want to speak into each child's life that God allows to cross my path. That's why I chose that picture, the older one reaching out to the younger one. And I believe if that happens in a good way, it can reverse as life goes on, where the children can then reach back. But parents, dedicate to the gift, our children, God's children. As we think about that, we are dedicating ourselves this morning. We are a steward. In reality, we are a steward of the gifts that God gave us, our children. Being dedicated, we are committed to directing and their hearts back to Father God, committed to showing them who gave them to us and to whom they belong to. Who do they belong to? Being dedicated, we are committed to directing their hearts back to Father God. And I just want to pray that blessing upon you. I just want to speak that blessing upon you all this morning as parents. That you just grip that. You just grasp that. That you take that to heart saying, God, that is my heartbeat. To be able to each and every moment that we have together as a family, to be able to just point them back to who gave them and to whom they belong. And that is Father God. And being dedicated to this, it's not about our agenda, but it's about nurturing and guiding their hearts to connect with Father God. And so often, I think especially for us as fathers, that sometimes we, as I said earlier, we have plans and we have agendas and we wonder, you know, what do people think looking on and what are they going to say? And we have this reputation that we want to hold on to so closely. And I just wonder, whether we admit it or not, can we relate to, as we think about relating to and instructing our children, what's happening? Is it coming out of fear, what people say? Or is it that nurturing and that guiding into what God has for them? Now wonder what happens to our children whenever we relate with them out of fear and out of this reputation that we have to hold on to, what happens to their heart? And I just thought about this verse here. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. Not what comes from Dan Miller, or you put your name in there as a dad, but what comes from the Lord. Because what happens is, I believe when we relate with them out of our agenda, out of our protection of our reputation, out of what we wonder what people, and imagining what people are saying, is we place upon them undue weight of an exasperation and embitterment. When that happens, because they are being held up to a standard that they are not called to be held up to. They're held, supposed to be held up to the standard of God and what comes from Him. We are called to send them in the way that God has for them. Proverbs 22:6 says, in the way that they should go. What did we read earlier in Psalms? Everything was written out. God had a plan for them in His book for them. And when we try to jump aside and direct them in a different way, it's leading them to a weight of exasperation and embitterment. And lastly here, before we call the families to come up, is about us as a church body and our calling in this. What is our calling in this? And I chose this picture because it looks like numerous people coming together and working together in a calling that God has in our lives as a church body. The church dedicated to this calling. I believe true, authentic church dedication to this calling of families working together and encouraging each other is a caring and an encouraging and supporting that comes from the heart, not head activity or duty. And sometimes, either us as fathers looking on to our children or maybe looking on at other families, we can say, man, this should be happening or that should be happening. Can we stop and say, what's the journey? What's the behind the scenes? What's the relationship that's happening? Or maybe what's this child feeling? And stop and just give time to say, you know what? I want to hear their story. I want to know what's happening. The caring and the encouraging and the supporting that comes from the heart. Sometimes if it comes from up here, it can be a cold or it can be a hammer, where if we stop and say, God, I want a heart of love in this. What is my role in walking alongside of either the parents or the children? And saying, God, do you have a word for me for that to give to me, to give to them? Or God, can I be a listening, a sounding board to give time? I believe that's what it can look like as a church body. I mean, and there's other aspects. But then just, I love you as a brother or a sister, and I love your story, and I want to know what's happening there. A church family walking alongside has a listening ear, hearing the journey and believing the best about others, and truly praying God's anointing on the parents and the children. I know it's a little bit, I added on here, but wisely being honest and truly praying. So it's not that we don't ever have a word for someone else, but using wisdom in that as we speak into their lives, using tact, using wisdom, saying, God, what words do you want me to pass on from what I learned in my experience or what I've seen others doing in their lives? A listening ear, a caring, a support, but then wisely speaking in. As I heard many different times in my life, it takes a village to raise a family. And so this morning also, it's each one of us can dedicate, recommit maybe, saying, God, I want to just recommit and rededicate my life to walking alongside my own family, but also each family that you have here gathered on a regular basis in this four walls. I have this verse here, and we often apply it to, say, fathers to children, But how about a church family saying, I have no greater joy than seeing the young people step up and walk in truth. That's why I close with that verse. May God have his blessing upon what has been spoken and upon what takes place here after this. And I just hope that it can be a special time for you as families, as you, just think about the child or the children that you have and hold and care for each and every day, that you want to just say, God, they're yours. How can I walk with them? And how can I care for them this morning? So I'm going to invite those who want to be a part of this to come on up. And if you want to speak into the mic, I can give it to you. I don't believe there is a handheld mic, is there? Oh, you do? I'll just turn this one off, and then as a parent speak, they can. So parents, you can come up with your child, or if you have a couple children, that's up to you. But just come on up, and we'll just allow you to speak your blessing for them, and then we'll move into the blessing prayer. You can just stand in a circle here. You have that, Glenn. Thank you. Okay. All right. I'll put it down here so I don't. You can. Yeah, that's fine. If you want to make two rows, that'd be fine. Huh? Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I like you to be able to see the congregation too. So maybe just stand forward and make a line, and then we'll just start from the right and go left, and you can just stand right here in the line this morning. So, well, Jared, I guess you'll be first here. If you have something you want to just share with your child.
So I just have from Psalm 91, just to, it's kind of a prayer to God, I think, but I'll more have it towards over Magnolia. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, and lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
I'd like to have a little prayer of dedication for Olivia. Father God, thank you for the gift of Olivia's life. Thank you for gifting her to us. We dedicate her life to you. Our prayer is that she would find her purpose, her security, and her love first in us as her parents, and then later in life, Lord, as you call her, I pray that she would dedicate her heart and her life to you, that she would be full of your Holy Spirit, and that she would be full of purpose and dedication for you. I pray that you would get honor and glory from her life as she grows up and becomes the woman you have created her to be. Father God, give us as parents your wisdom and your Holy Spirit to guide us so that we can guide her and be the guidance that we need to be in her life. Thank you for all of our children, for Anders and Lincoln and Ariana. Father, we're so happy to have them in our life. And I pray that you would bless each one in this congregation as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, well, I just have some of Jesus' words that I want to speak over Delaney and, yeah, the rest of the children as well. So the words that I chose was from Matthew 18, where Jesus was speaking on the, I guess this would be part of the Sermon on the Mount. But anyway, I just want to bring this out where Jesus encouraged us to suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. So I think that's an invitation from Jesus to the little children and to the lesson for the rest of us too. And then also out of Luke 18, verse 10, take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. So I just want to think about that even as this little child, we don't often, at least I don't often think about this, but our children and all of our children have an angel in heaven beholding the face of the Father. So that's an encouragement to me. It's a blessing to us, and it's the blessing that I want to leave with Delaney and also the rest of my children.
Well, first off, just feels weird being up here. Just didn't really grow up doing this. So I went to Google and Google a few things, and you could enter this into a app, and I'll spit something out for you. But if you watch enough of AI videos, you're like, well, that might sound like an AI video. So I guess the next option is just come up here and see what happens. So here we go. The Lord has blessed us with two children. And I believe one of the best blessings I can give my children is being faithful to my wife and to my family and making the home the strongest point for them. And saying enough of sorries for them, at the same time being firm enough to know what firm is. When you just come up here and you ain't sure what to say, then you never have to worry about it being too long. It was something else there in my brain, but if you can't remember it, they say it's not important. Keeping a strong house, a safe place, even if we are imperfect parents, I believe we can be perfect through Him. And I think the greatest blessing that we can do for the Lord allowing us to have children is give our all, give our best, and raise them up for Him.
So I have a couple verses here I want to read, some that have stood out to me recently. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, and the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that worth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboureth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. My desire for both my boys as they grow up is that they would grow to be strong soldiers for Christ, and also that their paths would be a whole lot straighter and less windy than mine were. And I want to speak a blessing on them, that they would find God and find a purpose in Him at the age He calls them to, and also that they would serve Him faithfully and wholeheartedly, and also forgive me as a parent for when I fail. So Just also want to say thank you to the church family for the encouragement you are as friends and everything. So thank you.
All right, you can just stay in there. I'm just going to read this poem prayer to you all as parents, but to each child here, and then we'll just have a prayer blessing. It says here, Father, Father, bless our children. Bless them in their baby stages, in the cutest of all ages, swaddled up in pink or blue. Baby bundle, we love you. Father, Father, bless our children. Bless them in their toddling footprints, in their messy childhood handprints as they learn to walk and sing. May they praise this to you bring. Father, Father, bless our children. Bless them as they ask more questions. Why and how and strange suggestions, running, playing, laughing too. Let them find their purpose true. Father, Father, bless our children. Bless them in their understanding. As at school, their minds expanding. Math and reading, spelling, art. Help them each to take their part. Father, Father, bless our children. Bless them in their teenage wondings, in their searching heartfelt rendings. Stay, O Father, by their side. Lead them home at eventide. Father, Father, bless our children. Bless them as from home they're leaving, faces fresh with strength believing. In their world, their paths they find. Let them not be left behind. Father, Father, bless our children. Bless them as we hold them loosely, as we love them more profusely. Give us grace, what your plan to care for them as parents can. And should their lives be short or long, oh, keep them from the world of wrong, and grant that we, along the way, be joined in paradise someday. Let's just stand and have a word of prayer with them. And I just want you to remember this morning that each child has their individual choices. But we can take intentional steps to do what we can to make it easy for them. And as times get hard and tiresome and you wonder what to do next, look back and say, this is a memorial that you set in place that this child and you as parents and we as a church dedicated that we will do everything we can that they can find Jesus. So let's pray. Father God, you are so good to us. You have given us so many gifts. And as we think of the gifts of children, and as you have blessed these families here this morning with these young lives, oh Father, give them your wisdom and strength each and every day. May they look back on this time and say, you know what? They purpose to keep on keeping on, training, teaching, loving, caring, and that this child is given back to you. So, Father, I just pray that you would bless them with much wisdom. May these children that they are holding and the children, the rest of the children in their families, in their family, that they would just learn well, that they can have an anointing from you, that as conflicts can and will come at times, that each child and each parent will say they are here for the long haul, that they will have a heart, that the children will have a heart to learn, and that the parents will have a heart of love and willing to say, I'm sorry, and also willing to say, this is the way, walk in it. So, Father, just give them strength each and every day. Give them a heart that overflows with love. Give them insight that the world can't have because they're not connected to you. But each of these parents here this morning have a connection with you, Father. They have your Holy Spirit in them. So open up the Holy Spirit, God, that they can know the way and to walk in it. They can understand all that you have for them to understand each and every day. So we give them to you, and may we as a church, we dedicate ourselves to you to walk alongside of and have that listening ear and the wisdom of when to speak and when not to, and a heart of love and understanding. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. You can go back to your places. I have a song here that I want to play, and then we will turn it over. I believe we're going to, after this song, Curtis, I'm going to just turn it over to you then, and you can close, and we'll just let this be a closing song here. Put my Do Not Disturb on. or turn that off, I mean. We'll close with that there then, and we'll turn it over to you.